Harper and Harper Audio present Leo Martino Steals Back His Heart by Eric Geron. Performed by Pete Cross. For Those Who Keep an Open Heart. I, Leonardo Anthony Martino, love love. I just don't love how I haven't found it yet. I take my chunky blue scrapbook bedazzled in diamond rhinestones from the center drawer of my desk. Every time I've got a crush, like today, I document it here. It's bursting with taped-in tidbits. The bookmark from the book signing with Lincoln? Check. The wristband from the hayride with Vincent? Check. The smiley face sticker from Travis? Check. Don't worry, no locks of hair. That's where I draw the line. Grandma Gina used to say I was sentimental, like her. She used to scrapbook. It's been 3 years since she passed, and I've kept the tradition going into high school, comforted by the snip of scissors and the tear of tape. Of course, I'd never tell anyone besides Dylan and Varsha. They get me. From my sentimental scrapbooking to the checklists that I make for practically everything, like my back-to-school checklist, and the one for how to have the best summer ever, which included reading 10 books, check, and getting muscles. Still a work in progress, sadly. As I flip through my scrapbook to avoid folding my laundry, I grimace at a photo of my first ever crush. Lincoln Chan. Eastfield High's most popular. And quickly skip his section. There's Julian, Vincent, Travis, and Enzi. Each one of them made my heart soar, sing, patter, and plummet. I relive the emotional roller coasters by simply turning to any of their sections, weeks, months, and in Lincoln's case, years later. Pages boast ticket stubs and delicately pressed flowers, restaurant business cards, and photo booth printouts with silly poses involving plastic bowler hats and wood mustaches on popsicle sticks. I had a genuine connection with each crush. In every instance, I saw a glimmer of something extraordinary taking shape. Each crush showed me the promise of my first great love story, the hint of something real, reciprocal, ours. The scrapbook stands as proof it wasn't all in my head, that we and us and ours were well within reach until, well, they weren't. Each love story stopped at almost. One by one, my crushes vanished in a poof before anything could materialize into more than fading mementos stuck to scrapbook pages. Walked away, as if I'd never meant a thing. But I love love too much to give up searching for it. I land on a fresh blank spread at the back and glue in a picture of Sergio Rodriguez, crush number 6. He's standing on Jenkinson's boardwalk with his dark features, cute big ears, and neon speedo, shielding his eyes from the sun with his hand. Even though he's been a classmate since forever, we talked for the first time this summer while vacationing down the shore. 2 weeks later, I can still smell his banana sunscreen and coconut deodorant body spray. In my scrapbook, I scribble the sharp crests of waves, embellishing them with silver glitter. I add beach tags from our days in the sand, the brochure to the stinky aquarium we visited, photos of the ocean, order tickets from the bakery, and the IHOP logo torn from the corner of a kid's menu from when we shared a hot stack of pancakes before trekking to the beach and lying side by side in the sand. I remember the way Sergio fixed me with a smile, letting his sights linger. Hey, Leo. I froze. Yeah? I like hanging with you. My stomach felt like it did when I was on the pirate plunge. I was happy. Along the top of the page, I doodle hearts, dabbing them with pink glitter. Now, thinking about seeing Sergio on the first day of senior year tomorrow sends my stomach into knots. True, my other crushes haven't worked out, but I'm hoping things with Sergio will. finally leading to my first great love story.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?